Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again to another week of What's Happening in Utah. I'm your host, Roger B., and it is a great April 8th. A lot of good things going on, some calendar items I'm going to share with you later in tonight's show. Some exciting things coming up. So check this out. I know some of you might be new to tonight's show. We're kind of just getting started here. I've only been doing this for a few weeks, so I wanted to do a little recap of the purpose of this show. Purpose of this show is to talk about civics, about a way to make a difference in local government, about how to be an informed citizen, not only in voting when it comes time to vote every year, but also on the things that come before the city council, no matter what city you live in, and then also before the state legislature frequently, especially at the city level. There's things that are happening every month that are important to know about. And then also, we're going to have fun on this show. We've already done a few fake commercials. We've shared some funny stories, and we're going to have more of that. Hope to have some music in the future, still need to work on some copyright, some licensing issues there. But yeah, it's going to be awesome. And tonight, we've already got some good things for you. I wanted to follow up on last week. Last week, I interviewed Dave Connect. He is a candidate for the city council seat in Southeast Provo. The current city council, the city council man, his name is Hal Miller, and he's not running again. At least that's the word on the street. And so Dave Connect's going to run to be on the city council again. He was last on the city council 8 years ago. And yeah, anyways, the reason that I'm bringing him up here again tonight is because I feel that I did a disservice to my viewers. Many of you know me that I am kind of a whistleblower by nature, so I've tried to be more diplomatic, but yet at the same time not wimp out. And I feel like the questions were good last week that I gave Dave Connect, but the follow-up response was, yeah, frankly, it felt a little bit wimpy, kind of softball in the response. So I called him up early this evening and talked with him. And what I wanted to ask him as a follow-up question was, if you remember, the original question was, so where do you stand on the limit of 3 singles per home? In many areas of Provo, there's a limit of just 3 unrelated people, even if it's a 4 or 5 bedroom home. And he gave a pretty good answer, I thought, where he talked about how he is involved. He is the chairman, actually, of a visioning committee for Southeast Provo. The city started a visioning process, so to speak, with a website last year called vision2030.com. on where we think we want Provo to be by the year 2030, so 15 years from now. And they've been going through and doing visioning for each neighborhood. There's 34 neighborhoods. So he talked about how at the most recent meeting they had for that 3 young single adults, some single adults came and they expressed concern about the limit and what could be done about it. They were referred to the meeting by the current city council member, Hal Miller. So that was cool. Anyways, it sounded like Dave was open to change, but I felt like I should have followed up and said, well, should it stay at 3? Should it change or what? But didn't give that follow-up question. So I talked with him tonight, and he wants to get input from all sources, but I definitely have some hope that he's willing to have it changed, but we'll have to wait and see. But definitely looks good. It definitely gives me hope versus... In the past, 12 years ago, he was one of the city council members that liked the current limit of 3 and thought it should be further reduced, but that's in the past. I do have hope that things he shared with me recently and just his answer last week that I think he would be open to having it changed, so we'll have to wait and see. We need to get more people involved. All right, so I just wanted to follow up on that, and a couple of calendar items. I'll share one of them right now. In 2 weeks, is a city council meeting. The city council meetings for Provo, I should say, because we want the show to have people from all around Utah to participate in it. And even if you live outside of Utah, you're welcome to participate, call in also. If you haven't seen the number there on the page, they're at blogtalkradio.com/whatshappening. The number to call in is 347-426-3948. And I'd be glad to take your calls if you have any questions for me or any good ideas that you'd like to share or even any concerns. That would be great to hear about them, and I'll tell you what I know about of how you could make a difference, how you could start to get the rolling to change things on that. All right, good deal. So that meeting is in 2 weeks, so that is going to be on April 21st. I encourage you to go to the notification website so you can get an email with the agenda. They usually release the agenda the Friday before the Tuesday meeting. State law only requires them to release it 24 hours, or to post it, or to announce it 24 hours before the meeting, unless it's got some property rights issues on it, like with zoning or, you know, other property things. And then those have to be noticed 2 weeks in advance. And so the website to go to is P as in public, M as in meeting, N as in notice, so that's pmn.utah, all spelled out, UTAH.gov. Again, that's pmn.utah.gov, and search among the cities there for Provo or for your city. Again, I know we have callers listening outside of Provo, so find your city there and then scroll down to the municipal council. And then there'll be a subscribe link where you can put in your email address, and then anytime they have a meeting, you'll get an email with the agenda for it when they have to publicly notice it by law, when they have to publicly announce it. And so that's pretty cool. So there was something, besides the meeting that's coming up April 21st, which is at 5 p.m., they usually have the public comments during the meeting, not in the meeting, so you don't have to get there right at 5 unless there's an item on interest you. I'm talking about the Provo City Council meetings. Those are at 351 West Center at the City Center. So, yeah, check those out. Check that out. But anyways, check out this good news. As part of me calling Dave Connect back, I found out that at yesterday's City Council work session, a work session is where things have to be talked about before it goes to the regular council meeting. And so at the work session yesterday, one of the city council members, Hal Miller, brought up a motion, or at least brought up a discussion to he proposed to have a moratorium on occupancy limitations within certain zones. Translation, that means to halt enforcing of the limit of three singles or three unrelated people per home, just in a few places, though. I understand from the discussion yesterday that it was just within the Pioneer HOA, which is in Southeast Provo, and also Canyon Meadow and Alpine Loop. Those are also in Southeast Provo off Slate Canyon Drive, and Pioneer's off 1320 South. So it sounds like they're going to go ahead and do that, that they're actually going to have a moratorium on enforcement. The administration is not going to enforce that limit temporarily. Don't know how long that reprieve will last, but it is good because they want to get input from all parties involved. And my neighborhood chair here in my part of town, Dave Connect again, he's still currently the neighborhood chair. He sent a letter saying that they need more input, maybe have a public meeting about it. And so I'm going to talk with you about that later, about what I think is a good idea for a proposal to help change that law to make it more fair. All right, good deal. Let's check the switchboard here, see if we got any callers. No callers yet. All right. So let's talk about something national here. There is a movement to simplify the tax laws. You know, every year around this time, April 15th, it's a lot of stress for people because they just don't like going through all their papers. And whether, you know, they wait till the last week or whether they do it in January, it's still not very fun. Having to go through all your papers, tallying things up if you do deductions instead of just taking the standard deduction. Anyways, taxes can be a pain. They're not for everybody, but at least paying them might not be fun. Definitely not. A lot of people get a refund, so they don't pay very much if you look at their actual effective tax rate after the refund. A lot of people, it's less than 10%. I know I've had that before, and yeah, I actually wouldn't mind paying more. I know that sounds crazy, but yeah, I wouldn't mind paying 10%. Of course, on my paychecks throughout the year, they'll take out more than 10%. But anyways, here's the idea that I want to throw out there for you all that you might not have heard before. There is a movement, and there's also actually bills before Congress. There has been for the last several sessions of Congress. It's called the Fair Tax. And it's kind of radical, but I think it's really cool. It is to abolish the IRS and to replace the IRS, to replace an income tax with a national sales tax. I think there's a lot of good ideas, a lot of potential in the proposal. I think there are some things that concern me about it, such as people not choosing to buy things the regular way, just to kind of barter behind the scenes, and therefore they could avoid paying the sales tax, the national sales tax. But still, it's really interesting. I encourage you to do one of two things, actually. One, go to fairtax.org and sign up there, start reading about it. And then two, as I've shown you before, go to govtrack.us. Gov as in government, GOV, track, to track somebody or watch them. Govtrack.us. Find your two senators there and your representative there and let them know what you think about it. It doesn't have to be necessarily supporting the fair tax bill. It could be supporting, you know, reform via a different way in the IRS. It was really interesting that I got an email from Fair Tax just, I think, in the last week, where the IRS commissioner came and spoke before some, I don't know who it was at Congress, but it was, he spoke before at least some of our representatives or senators, and yeah, he basically said, yeah, it needs to be reformed. It's really hard to understand because it's so long, so complex. In that same email, they said that the IRS tax code, it's thicker, it's longer than the Bible. It's crazy. It can be pretty convoluted or pretty complicated, I should say, I hear. I know a few accountants this time of the year, yeah, this is not one of their favorite times of the year, from people rushing at the last minute to get things done, and sometimes things can be really complicated. So anyways, that's the take action idea on a national level for the evening. The IRS tax code definitely needs to be reformed. And do that by checking out fairtax.org and also going to govtrack.us to contact your representative and your senators. All right, good deal. Let's move along here. By the way, yeah, we do have a little bit of comedy tonight, so don't fear. It's not going to be all serious. All right. Couple of things I wanted to talk about on a state level. One is water shortage. So I don't remember the exact number, but the current levels of water in the reservoirs are 40-something percent. I can't remember the exact percent, but it was 40-something percent for this time of the year compared to regular, you know, compared to the average from years past. And that there are some cities in the state, at least I've heard of one. I'm sorry, I didn't look up the name of it here before the show. But I know I've heard of at least one city that's already started putting in water restrictions, such as maybe on watering your lawn, time of the day you can do that, things like that. But yeah, we could have a really serious drought this year. I remember the last drought. less serious drought, I should say, back slightly over a decade ago. It was crazy out at Utah Lake. There was massive, awesome, sandy beaches. It was pretty cool, actually, at least on that part. It was fun. But, yeah, those beaches have been covered by water since then. But they are lower again this year. So anyways, what do you think about that? What should be done? I saw a good post on an online discussion group. Here, one moment. So yeah, I saw a discussion on a Facebook group talking about what should we do with these water problems. One person pointed out that most Western states, it seems that they have a model of collecting water based on snowmelt, and that if lower snowfalls are going to be an average, then we might have to adjust the water collection system so that we're collecting more water down low instead of just collecting all the snow, you know, the water melt runoff. I really liked one suggestion that I saw. I believe it was in that discussion because I've read about it in at least two places. That suggestion was that we need to stop the subsidies on water. I remember now this was actually an op-ed piece through some newspaper. We need to stop the subsidies on water so people are paying the true cost for water, especially outside water. I know in some water districts that the water you get from your tap outside to water the lawn, it's not safe to drink. There was talk about charging more for that because I see a lot during the spring and summer, even in fall, of like excessive watering. Like it'll rain that day and the person that set up the automatic sprinkler timers, they're not paying attention, and so it'll just dump gallon after gallon after gallon, and it will run off down to the storm drain. Why? Because the ground's, you know, there's already been rain. But even when it doesn't rain, there are grasses that you can plant in the lawn or for the lawn, and then also other types of plants that use a lot less water. In fact, the Central Utah Gardens has an exhibit. They have information on that. You can find that. I think it's 800 West University Parkway, the corner there. They're in Orem. It's approximately 800 West University Parkway. They've got a big sign. They've got a website, too. If you look up Central Utah Gardens, it's pretty cool. So that is one of the things. Let's see if we got anybody calling in. Nobody yet. But, yeah, also, if you don't feel like calling in, just go to the page. The page there at blogtalkradio.com, and feel free to leave a comment. We're going to be reading some comments here later. Let me write myself a note on that real quick. All right, good deal. So the other thing I wanted to mention with the state is that there is feedback being requested right now for what's called Envision Utah 2050. And it is a survey that they're wanting people to participate in just on how we want to handle growth and infrastructure here in the state. Go check it out. Sounds like a really good idea. I'm definitely going to go there and participate. The website is envisionutah.org, envisionutah.org. And it says you can take the survey anytime up through May. I don't know if that means the end of May, but I'll try to find out the deadline on that, report that back to you. But, yeah, go check that out, envisionutah.org, and participate there. All right, good deal. Move along here. Let's check off a few things here on my list. All right. So check this out. This is a little bit of comedy here. I can't believe I saw this last week. So after last week's show, I went out to get something to eat. And then I went to the LDS temple, their overflow parking lot across the street. And I sat there and ate just where I could see the temple and just think about things, just have some, you know, good quiet time. But then there was this car that drove by. By the way, I was at the very back of the parking lot, so that way nobody could park behind me. I had, you know, a view in front of me of the lawn and the temple. It was pretty nice. Anyways, so some car drives past, they stop, and then they back up, and then they park in front of me, in the row in front of me. So they're pretty much almost directly in my line of sight. And they both get out, this couple, or the guy gets out, goes and gets the door for, you know, his girlfriend, maybe fiance, I'm not sure. But then they turn on the music really loud, and then they start dancing. I thought, oh my, this is pretty cheesy. I even remember the songs. Like, one was, I don't know the exact name, but something like The First Cut is the Deepest, some sort of makeup song by Sheryl Crow, and, you know, like, making up after you hurt each other. And the second song I remember was The Glory of Love. I think it's by Peter Cetera, some guy from the old group Chicago. I think it was in that old school movie Karate Kid 2, if I remember right. Anyways, it was pretty darn cheesy. They were, like, totally oblivious that I was just, like, 20 feet away from them, and they were, like, dancing in front of me and, you know, having a special moment there together. It was pretty funny. Especially on April Fool's Day, it made it even more funny. Even though it wasn't a joke, it was real. So, yeah, if you see anything like that out in public, if you want me to share it on air, or if you want to tell it yourself, call in, or we can record it, or I will read it for you. On the number, if you have any good ideas for the show, if you don't want to call in but just want to talk with me off the air, again, my name is Roger, and the number is 801-356-1032. Also, if you want to advertise on this show, that's the number to call. But if you want to call in live on this show, that's the number that you see there on the website. All right, moving along here. So I told you about the city council meeting coming up in 2 weeks. Don't have the agenda for it yet, but once it gets closer, I will try to tell you about that. So last week, I told you about a new website called ProvoPeoplesLobby.com. ProvoPeoplesLobby.com. That is a really cool website where between now and April 15th, you can submit a proposal to the city council to change an existing law, or maybe to, you know, get rid of a law, or to add a law. So I've got a proposal. Let's do away with a limit of three, actually two proposals. The first one is just kind of a baby step, I think, in the right direction, and that would be, let's take away the limit of three and make it be a limit of four as long as there's enough off-street parking. So I would require three off-street parking spaces on that, because I figure you could use one on the street right in front of the property. But I'm willing to, willing to have that be a lower number, as long as there's adequate parking, because that's the thing that neighbors most of the time is the main thing for them. There's just problems with that. They don't have a place on the street to park in front of their own house. Why? The house next door has got six guys in it, and like four of them are parking on the street. And so they can't all fit in front of the property. And so that's just an example. So, yeah, I think parking is really important. I know I told you all last week I would put up a proposal at that website. I have not yet. I apologize. I'm going to get that done this next week for sure. In fact, I'd like to have a segment each week on reporting on how I took action, just so you can see examples of how to do it. But, yeah, do go there, check out ProvoPeoplesLobby.com and submit an idea, because the deadline is next Wednesday, the 15th, to get in your good idea. All right, good deal. So, all right, sorry, just looking here on the rest of the items for tonight's show. We're going to do a giveaway on next week's show. You want to tune into next week's show? Going to take callers or commenters off of the site, and we're going to randomly pick somebody to get the gift certificate, and that will be good. All right, let's check out here some of the comments on the site. All right, just scrolling back here. check the switchboard. No callers here yet. It's all right. Feel free to comment on the site, too. All right. Sorry. I'm just looking here. I'm not finding that comment from last week. Looks like it was made on a different section. But that's it for tonight's show. So check out those new websites. Definitely want to participate in there. Let the city council know the ideas that you have. If you don't have an idea, check out the other ideas that are there. Comment on them. Also, if you're in a different city, go to your city's website. Find out when their next city council meeting is. And sign up for their agenda items. Remember, you can also go to pmn.utah.gov and sign up on the list there to get notifications anytime there's a meeting. All right, well, that's it for tonight's show. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week.